Now we're on. Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Beis. We're on 152 in Shabbos. So we are in the 23rd parak of Shabbos, parak HaShoah. Today is a day entirely dedicated to Agadata. We have not seen a lot of these lately. There's been a lot of Agadata Masechta Shabbos as we're finishing up the Masechta this week. But today, really, from beginning to end, and continues into tomorrow, it's a day dedicated to Agadata. We're going to be, most of the Agadata, the framework of the Agadata is all going to revolve around the 12th parak of Koheles. We're going to go through the Psukim in Koheles, and we're going to give Pshat in the Psukim. So, I should have told you yesterday, if you want to really prepare for today, so you got to learn the 12th parak of Koheles. Not that I know it, not that I really understand the Psukim, but in other words, as much as I can get through, we can. And today's theme of the day is going to be old age. So, it's good that none of us have actually arrived at that point in life, so... We're going to be in good shape, but in other words, the Gemara here is going to be speaking very seriously and quite morbidly about the problems of old age, and then obviously the conclusion of old age, and then even after that point in time, meaning what happens after the conclusion of old age, what happens after we die, all that's part of today's daf. It's an extraordinarily interesting daf. Some delicate topics that are covered today, but whenever you talk about death, death is a delicate topic, and. So obviously we're going to be hitting on some delicate issues. So we'll get through it. Obviously we usually do. We start now on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and it starts with Koheles. Okay. We're about seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. The first word in the line is Habrios, and Ash Ad Asher Loch Techshach Hashemesh. Okay, everyone see, that's where we're starting today, and that is a pasuk in Koheles. I have the fancy new Gemaras that actually give me the entire pasuk from beginning to end, as if that would help me, but it possibly would. It certainly is going to help me in terms of pronunciation. otherwise, I'm doomed. So the pasuk says, Now, again, the pasuk in Koheles is speaking cryptically, but the Gemara here is darshaning every one of these pasukim. So literally, the setting of the sun, the world gets dark, and there's no longer any light. So the Gemara explains, what is that part of the pasuk referring to? Zupadachas achotam. That's a reference to the forehead and to the chotam, the nose. The hayareach and the moon and the diminishment of the moon. Zu neshama. So interestingly enough, the areach is compared to the neshama. The neshama is like a moon. The hakochavim. And the stars, which are also diminishing, elu haslasos, that refers to your cheeks. Your cheeks are stars. Vishavuavim achar hageshem, and the clouds go after the rain. Zuma or enav shel adam, that's talking about our ability to see. That also diminishes in old age. Shaholech achar habechi, and specifically, how do we lose our vision? We lose it through crying. The Gemara is going to attribute loss of eyesight and ability to see to that of crying. Amar Shmuel Haidim Asa. Shmuel has something to say about this. Shmuel is our resident Amora / physician. Haidim Asa Arabim Shnan Hadra. When it comes to tears, so the first 40 years of a person's life, you cry, it comes back. In other words, crying doesn't do anything for the first 40 years. Mikan ve'elech, after 40 years of age, lo hadra. So crying is going to have, you lose your eyesight to the point where it doesn't come back. Now kuchla, the famous eye salve. They used to put some sort of ointment in the eye, would help the eye. So hay kuchla ad arbim shnin mirvach. So look, for the first 40 years of life, you put the eye salve into the eye, it's great. In other words, it really helps you see. But mikan ve'el chafil malya ki ivsena digirda ukme mukmeim irvache lo mirvach. But then after 40 years of age, you can fill your eye, just like the weaver fills his instrument. I'm not sure how he fills his instrument, but it doesn't matter. You fill your eye, and what it can do is it'll maintain whatever eyesight you have left, but it will not improve your eyesight. There's no way of improving your eyesight after 40. So, my kamash malan, dekamadalim, mikuchla tfe, male. Now, the Gemara says, by just way of example, what we see from here is that at least when the eye salve does work, so put in a lot. In other words, fill your eyes up with the eye salve. Rabbi Chanina Sheikh Vele Barte, the Gemara tells the story of Rev Chanina, who lost a daughter, lo hava kabache, and he didn't cry over the loss of his daughter. So, lo kabache Allah, amr le devasayhu. So his wife got very offended, understandably. His wife got very offended. And she says to her husband, Tarnagalasta, Afikta me beisecha, what'd you do? You lost a chicken? Meaning, look, if a chicken died in our house, I understand you're not going to cry. It's a chicken. But this is our daughter. How come you're not going to cry? Amrale tarte. So he says back to her, so what do you want me to lose right now? You want me to lose two things? Tichla the Ivra. Look, I already lost my daughter. Now you want me to lose my eyesight as well? If I cry at this advanced stage of life, I'm just going to lose my eyesight. So you want me to now have lost the daughter and my eyesight? It's not logical. There are six different types of crying. Shalosh yafos v'shalosh raros. Three of them are good and three of them are bad. Shel ashan v'shel bechi v'shel besak. He say... tears that are induced by smoke, tears that are induced by bechi, meaning you're sad, and tears that are induced by the bathroom, because you're suffering, so those are all ra'os, those are all bad tears. Shel sam, v'shel schok, v'shel peiros, however, which is induced by any type of medicine, that which is induced by laughter, and that which is induced by peiros yafos. Okay, Rashi says... Right, the smell of chardal, cutting mustard. But yeah, let's say onion.
Peeling an orange
also. Okay. So v'shel peiros yafo, so that would be good. Okay, so those, Rav Nachman says, Rabbi Chanina basically said to his wife, look, I'm at an advanced stage of life. I'm going to cry, I'm going to lose my eyesight. Not good. So, okay, we're back to Koheles. I told you, the framework of the entire daf today is really revolving around the 12th parak of Koheles. We are back in Koheles. Koheles parak yud beis, pasuk yud gimel. Again, not bekiyus in Koheles. I don't have it, but because I have a fancy gemara with the side that tells me where we are in Koheles. The pasuk says, "Bayom sheyazu shamei habayis v'his avtu." Now I'm reading the end of the pasuk so that you get a sense of what's going on over here. V'itatfu anshei achayil ubatlu atochanos ki ma'atu v'chashchu ha'ra'os ba'arubos. Now, the pasuk in the simplest pshat means it's referring to a deteriorating house. But again, the Navi Koheles is really talking b'derech hamashal. By the way, the author of Koheles, we're all familiar? Shlomo HaMelech. Okay. At least so says the Gemara in Baba Basra. The pasuk in the simple pshat is talking about a deteriorating house, but the Gemara over here understands it's not talking about a deteriorating house, it's talking about a deteriorating person. And so the Gemara explains it, b'derech hamashal. Now we break up the pasuk into different sections. So what are the shomrei habayis? What are the, literally, the guards of the house? So these are your sides, your ribs, your rib cage, they're protecting everything that's inside. What are the soldiers of your body? The soldiers of your body, that's your thighs, strong part of your body. Ubitlu hatochanos, well, what's no longer grinding anymore? Elu shinayim. So that's a reference to the teeth, which no longer grind. V'chashchu haros barubos. And the skylight, not working anymore. What's the skylight? Elu einayim. That's a reference to the eyes. Amalei kesel Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya maitaima lo asyas le be'avidan. So the kesel said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, how come I didn't see you in the be'avidan? So let's first establish, what is the be'avidan? So not the first time in the Masechta that we saw be'avidan. We saw it earlier, don't ask me where, I forget. But, okay, it's a function of old age. And me not going over the Gemara enough times. So be'avidan, if you take a look at Rashi over here, be'avidan, so this is where they engage in debate. Rashi writes, makam hasu litvakech im sidukim ubaitusim im Yisrael b'mikraos. So it is basically a place where we get together, we debate. Who's debating? So Rashi says, Sedukim by Tusim against the traditionalists. The traditionalists, which we call the Prushim, I mean, they go by many names, but in other words, how else do I say it? Us. Right? Those who believe in Mesorah and believe in Torah Shabbat Peh and subscribe to Torah Shabbat Peh, so they are debating with Sedukim by Tusim, people who reject Torah Shabbat Peh, and so they're arguing over Pshat and the Psukim. So this is Be'avidan. Now, should anyone be going to be'avidan in general? So the general answer, of course, is no. And so when Kesar asks Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, how come you weren't at be'avidan? So Amar Leh, so he gives him a very political answer, meaning old age. Old age is why I didn't go to be'avidan, but more probably, Although a little speculation on my part, more probably he didn't go because it's not a place for a nice Jewish boy. But Amar Leh Tortlag, the top of the mountain has snow on it. You know, in Aramaic, Tuf and Shin are interchangeable. So you see that word Teleg? Teleg is Sheleg. So Tortlag, so the top of the mountain has got snow on it. He's referring to the top of his head, and the white of the top of his head is his gray hair. Sachruni Glidim Kalvu, I'm sorry, Sachruni Glidim. And there is ice on the side, so Rashi says that's a reference to his beard, which also went white. Kavu lo nivchen, the dogs are not barking. Great expression. So Rashi says, Koli einu nishma, no one can hear my voice anymore. And tachnu lo tochnen, and I'm no longer grinding anymore. My teeth are not grinding anymore. So Beirav Amri Adalo Avidna Bachishna. And Beirav adds one other point, which is that it looks like I'm looking for something. What exactly does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi, Achamashlo Ava Mimeni Ani Mefashfesh Mirov Zikna Ani Holech Shachuach Uminanea Viniri Kimosha Mavakish Dino Hanavadlo. What I do all the time now is I bent over. And I walk bent over. I walk like I'm looking for something, but I'm not really looking for anything. It's just simply, again, a function of being old. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Berkis Mi Omer Tava Tre Mitlas. Two is better than three. Rashi explains, if you have not figured it out yet, that two legs is better than three legs. What does that mean? When you're young, you're walking on two legs. As you get into an advanced stage of old age, so you need now the help of a cane. So you could argue quantitatively you're better because now you got three legs. And of course, we all know the reality. The Gemara speaks to the reality. Tava trei mitlas. Two is better than three. Voilo lechad da azla. Woe is to the one that left. Meaning, it's fair. I mean, not suggested, but it's fair to complain about the old age. The vaidol lechad da azla velo asya. So mahi amar chista yankusa kiasa. I'm sorry, I'm Rav Chista Yankusa. Rav Chista says, we're talking about youth. In other words, youth goes, youth does not come back. There is no, you can't get that youth back, and vaylo la'adam. It's unfortunate. Kiyasa Rav Dima Amar Yankusa Kalila Devarda, Savusa Kalila Dechilfa. The Gemara has other expressions that describe exactly how we're gonna define old age. So Yankusa, youth is the crown of the rose. And old age is the crowns of thorns. Okay, again, a Gemara's way of describing it's good to be young, right? Old age, it's like a bed of thorns. Okay, not pleasant. Tani mishmei derav mi meir dok bebechi v'tishkach benigrei. So Rabbi Meir also gives us another expression, another suggestion, I should say, in terms of what to do when you're old. So dok bebechi v'tishkach benigrei. Take a look at Rashi. Achol harbe v'timsa achila bepsio secha sheyechazik kochacha. Dok kamo achla midaka. So when you get older, so chew well on your food. Eat, chew well on your food, and you're going to have a little more spring in your step. Shenema v'nishba lechem v'niyat tovim v'ra lo reinu. I'm lishmol Rav Yehuda Shina sari sakech v'ayolachmech v'ayolachmech. More suggestions in terms of how to have better health in your old age. Ad arbeim shnein mechle mala, until 40 years of age, food is good. But mikan velech, but once you turn 40, mashte mala, it's better to drink. Okay, less food, more drink. Amalei, really, by the way, 40 is like, that's, you know, that seems to be the magic number.
Pretty old.
Right. That was old. Right. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that ben arba'im ladina. That when you know how the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says every decade you enter a new stage of life. So it says that when you're 40 years of age, that's bina. So most people understand bina means understanding, right? In other words, you have more insight, more understanding. You start to learn Zohar at 40 years of age. I didn't. I have not yet. But anyway, so that is ben arba'im labina. So now, based on our Gemara today, you can really say nupshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, meaning it's really bina, meaning a distinction between the first part of life and now you move on to the second part of life. 40 seems to be that magic number. So Amalei Aguzel Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Now the Gemara tells us of a conversation between a heretic and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Although I say the Guza is a heretic, that's not the literal translation of Guza. Guza means that he was a eunuch, And so he was both. He was both a heretic and he was a eunuch. And he's arguing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha could arguably be the son of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Not absolutely sure about that, but in other words, to give you a framework of when exactly we're talking about. So, but he says to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Mehacha le Karchina kamahavai. From here until Karchina, how long would it take to walk? Now, they're engaging in a debate, in a discussion. They're not actually asking each other real questions. This is kind of like quips between one another. So when this Guza asks Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha from how long is it from here into Karchina, he's trying to make fun of him for the fact that he has no hair on his head. He's a kereach, he's bald. Amar lei kemehacha leguzina, about the time it takes from here to get from here to Gozina, making fun of the heretic, that the heretic is in fact a eunuch. Amar lei tzeduke barcha, the karcha ba'arba'a. So he says to him that, you know, when you have a bald animal, right? A bald animal, says Rashi, is a reference to a goat. A goat, not like a sheep. A sheep has wool, so the sheep is going to sell very good. It's very well in the market. But a goat, I mean, a goat has no wool on it. It does have a little bit of hair, and there's goat hair, and you can make sackcloth out of goat hair, but then again, it's sackcloth. So there's nothing really that exciting about a goat other than the fact that you can shecht it and you can eat its meat. And okay, so he says to him, you know that a goat, when you go to the market, a goat is worth 4 zuz. So amar lei. So okay. So in other words, again, obviously it's a put down on Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, meaning again speaking to the fact that he is bald. Amar lei ikra shlifa betamya chazia. So he says, well, if you go to the marketplace and you look for a emasculated animal, so you can get 8 zuz for it. Now, it's on the retort, it's a little bit difficult to understand because, assuming again that they're just going barb for barb. In other words, they're really looking to insult one another. So he was really, the retort should be again, if you're really interested in insulting, that you're worth less than me. So for him to say that you're worth 8 zuz when he said that I'm only worth 4 zuz, it's kind of difficult to understand. But anyway, but the point being, once again, right, you're like a goat, no hair, and you are nothing more than just simply emasculated. Chazid lo mesai mesane. So now, for whatever reason, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha was not wearing shoes. Okay? Why that was, I don't know, but he wasn't wearing shoes. Amalei dalsus melech. Look, a king rides on a horse. And al chamor ben chorin, and a free man rides on a donkey. Udemanale biruglowi bar inish. And anyone who wears shoes on their feet, so they're human. So daloha valoha. And you, Rav Yoshua ben Karcha, so you're none of the above. You're not a horse, you're not a mule, and you're not even a human being. Okay, you're not wearing any shoes. Dechafir v'kavir tavmine. It'd be better for somebody buried in the earth than what you are right now. Okay, obviously, you're hearing the animosity, right? It doesn't seem like these two like each other. So, Amar le guza guza tlat amartli tlat shamat. So, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha finally had enough of this heretic, and he says to him, I now received 3 from you, so allow me to share 3 things from me to you. So, amartli tlat shamat. Hadad panim zikan. What's the hadras panim? Meaning, how do you make your face look wonderful? So the Gemara says a beard. A beard accentuates the face. Now, obviously, he's speaking to the eunuch. Eunuch can't grow a beard. So that's number one. Number two, simchas lev isha. You know what the true joy of a man is? Is his wife. Obviously, another barb to our eunuch. Obviously, he's not going to have a wife. And nachlas Hashem banim. And you know what the nachla is? You know what real inheritance is? It's children. And thank God you cannot have any of those 3. So he says to him, again, now this is the eunuch talking to Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. He says, you bald man, you are mitsuyana. You take a look at Rashi. In other words, all you're doing is arguing with me. So Amar le ikra shlifa tochecha. So Rav Shua ben Karcha says, listen, you started up with me. It was really your fault. You should not start up with me. Amalei Rabbi le Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta mibnei maloi kablan panecha beregel kederech shikabli avosei lavosecha. So Rabbi says to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, you know, Yantiv, you go visit your Rabbi. Okay? Kabbalah's panei, in other words, it used to be in the good old days when we had a Beis HaMikdash, so on Yantiv, you go up, you go visit the Beis HaMikdash. So now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what do? You go to the Rabbi. Okay? Correct. So how come? So Rabbi wants to know. Right, Yantiv came and went, and I didn't see you. Where were you? So Amar Lei. So his answer is old age. Sorry. So Laim Nasu Gavoim. Now, all those little rocks that I used to walk over. So now in my life, it's not. They seem to get
rocks got bigger.
And Krovim Nasu Rechokim. And I know you and I used to live close to one another, but now we live far away. Now they haven't. By approximately speaking, they have not moved one another. It just feels like it. And Mishtaim Nasu Shalosh, two has become three. Second time we've heard that already this morning. Meaning I no longer walk on my 2 feet. I need now a third foot, i.e. a cane. And Masim Shalom Bais Batal. And also I no longer have Shalom Bais because I'm no longer allowed to be with I no longer can be with my wife. And so that also becomes a problem as well. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know how that affects his travel. Meaning the other three affects his travel. How this affects his travel. So that's... Correct. In other words, right. He went away. Right. Right. Correct. Right. He went away. His wife's going to get angry. And okay. Very good. Sagu de la Sain Bishok. Okay. We're back to Koheles. I believe we are. Yes, we are. We're up to the fourth Pasuk now in Koheles. Right. Again. The framework of our entire Gemara today, really the structure of the entire Gemara, is all revolving around the Pesukim in Koheles. So we went through today the second Pasuk in Koheles, the third Pasuk in Koheles. I say third, by the way, all of the 12th Perek. And now we're up to the fourth Pasuk of Koheles. I read the fourth Pasuk of Koheles, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. V'sugu d'lasayim b'shok b'shval kol ha'tachana v'yakum l'kol ha'tzipor v'yishalchu kol b'nos hashir. Okay? There's a reason why Koheles is hard to understand. It's difficult psukim. But anyway, the Gemara is going to understand our psukim, not b'derech ha'pshat, but rather b'derech ha'drush. We are in the second wide line on the Amud. We're on Kufnin Beis Amud Aleph. I think everyone knew that already. Sagur de la Sain B'shuk, Elu Nekavisha Adam. So the doors have closed. That's referring to the orifices of the body. B'shval kol ha'tachana, b'shval korkam v'nsheinu tochein, the digestive system no longer works. V'yakum l'kol ha'tzipor, and you get up to the voice of the bird, shafel l'tzipor menarasa m'shneiso. You don't go into any deep sleep. By the way, this I can tell you studies have done, like as you get older, you do not sleep as deeply. I mean, we all know that experientially, but many studies have been done. It's absolutely so. V'yishochu kol banas ashir, Shafilu, domus alav, I'm sorry, da shafilu, a little bit of a girsa issue over here. Kol shiran vishiros, domus alav kisocheb. You no longer are hearing. So that because you're no longer hearing, so people are right next to you, people are singing right next to you, and it's like a whisper. You can't hear anything. Vav barzilai giladi amala David ben shmanim shana anochi ayom, haida bin tov lera. And the Gemara points out that we already see this in Navi. Barzilai HaGilidi says to David, I'm 80 years of old today, and in Yodea, I don't know the difference between Tov L'Ra. Mikan Shedatam Shezekenem Mishtanos. So, as you get older, so even your thinking deteriorates. And he goes on to complain to David HaMelech, and he says, I can't taste anything. I can't drink anything. As you get older, your lips start to split. Rashi says, we saw that word a little bit earlier in our Masechta, back on Kof Mem Aleph. Minal HaMerufat, if you remember. Anyway, im eshmal od bekol shirim vishiros. I can't hear songs anymore. Mikan shaznem shazakenim mitkavdos. The ears get heavy, just become harder of hearing. Amara barzilai gilad shikara shikra hava. So Rav says, you know he's a liar. But he's the He is not telling the truth. Tahi amta davya bei Rebbe, because let's go to the maidservant of Rebbe. The maidservant of Rebbe, by the way, who we see a number of times throughout Shas, many stories regarding her. So she was knowledgeable, she knew halacha, she knew language, very very impressive woman. So davya bei Rebbe, bas tishim atartin shnin, she was 92 years of age, b'avatayim akedera, and she would taste the food before serving it to Rebbe. She had her senses. Senses don't go. Rav Amar Barzila Gila Dishat of Bezimahava, and the Gemara gives an explanation in terms of why Barzila Hagiladi at 80 years of age so deteriorated. Why is that? Because he was Shatuf Bezima, because he lived such an immoral life, such a perverted life, so therefore all of his senses went. V'chola Shatuf Bezima Zikna Kofetzes Alav. And if you engage in this type of behavior as a young man, so you're going to get old, and it's going to come early. Now, if this sounds familiar, what I'm reading right now, it's because it ended the Masechta Kinim. Kinim, a very difficult Masechta that's located at the end of Seder Kodshim, right? Only three prakim. That third parak is a doozy. But if you remember, it's basically how. If you don't remember, just right. Well, how one bird can turn into many many birds? 70? Wait, was that the magic number?
When you brought a situation, I think you had to bring two, and it ended up being seven or something.
Okay. Oh, right, seven. Right, seven was the magic number. Okay, I was close. So Chachman Nitosef is by himself, and then in Kinnim it pointed out that just like a bird can turn into many, so when you're Tama Chacham and you get older, so your Chachma is actually increased. Shenemra Bishishim Chachma Varech Yamim Tvuna. But if you're an Amaretz, cause Man Shemaskinim Tivshos Nitosef is by him. As an Amaretz, as you get older, you just get foolisher, if that's a word. Shenemer Macy Safala Namanim Vatam Zakin Mikach. Gam Migaboa Yerusha Filu Gavshikatana Doma Love Kare Harim. Small little mounds turn into big mountains. Ve chat chitim baderech bishash malach baderech nasulo toim. And small little grooves in the ground, so they you become scared of even walking over. Vayinata Shakezu Klivasos. And The shaked is the almond tree. It depresses into the ground. What's that referring to? That's referring to your hips. Your hips sag. V'yistakel ha-chagav, elu agavot, and, sorry, v'yistabel ha-chagav. Literally the grasshopper, right? Chagav is a grasshopper. So the grasshopper becomes like a burden. That's referring to your buttocks. V'tefer ha-avyunu zuchemda. And you no longer have any desire. Again, a description of old age. Rav Kahana v'pasik sidrei kamei de Rav. Rav Kahana was reading the psukim in front of Rav. And ki mata l'haikra. And when he got to that pasuk and he read that pasuk in front of Rav, the one we just went through, nagid v'inach, so Rav let out a sigh. Amash mamina bata l'chamdei de Rav. So Rav Kahana says, okay, now I understand chamdei de Rav. Right? Was it Rav Kahana? Yeah. I saw that coming. Okay. If you understood that reference, great. If not, we move right along. I'm Rav Kahana, my dichsiv. Well, that was rather remarkable. Yeah. What was it? Bracha, Samech, Gimel, somewhere around there. Samech Beis. Okay. Anyway. I'm Rav Kahana, my dichsiv. Ki amar v'yei zu isha, right? The Gemara now describes a man's interest of a woman. Ki amar v'yei zu isha. Hutziva v'yamod elabanim. Okay. So the pasuk in Tehillim, I think we're all familiar with. The Gemara understands it's a reference to women. Tani isha chemas maletzoa. I know this pasuk doesn't. The Gemara here doesn't put the woman in the best of light, in the best of terms, but the Gemara is making a point. And that is the following. A woman is chemes malei tzoa. She really is just a jug that's filled with tzoa. Upia malei dam, and it's her mouth is filled with blood. Okay, I hope you're getting the reference. V'alkol ratzem achareha, and meanwhile, in other words, if you look in those terms, not exactly that attractive, but meanwhile, all men run after women, and so it's the Gemara is basically describing how love and a man's interest in women is somewhat irrational. Okay, and so it is. Ki holechad adam haadam el beis olamo. Okay, and we are now back to the psukim in Kohelas, and the pasuk now describes ki holecha adam el beis olamo. This is, I should have introduced this earlier, but this is already now the fifth pasuk in Kohelas. We're already into the fifth pasuk of Kohelas, and the Gemara goes on to describe Amar Rav Yitzchak Malamish called tzadik v'tzadik nosan lo madur lefi kvodo. So now the psukim in Kohelas were describing advanced age, and now the psukim go on to describe, okay, now what happens at the termination of life? So everyone goes to a mador lefi kvodo. You go to the lodging that's befitting to you. Mashal amelch shenichnasu va'avadav le'ir kishen nechnasim kulam b'sharecha nechnasim. Look, when the king and all of his constituents go into a city, they all walk in through the same door. Kishehim lanin kol echad ve'echad nosan lo mador lefi kvodo. Everybody goes into a residence that's fitting for them. A pasuk that describes this in more detail. This is also a pasuk in Kohelas. We're going back a little bit. This is the 11th parak of Kohelas. Ki ayaldus v'ashachrus hevel. That childness, sorry, youth is wasted. Dvarim sh'adam osa b'yalduso mashkirim panav le'ziknaso. That what you do when you're young, and obviously we're not talking about the good things that you do when you're young, blacken your face as you get old, meaning it embarrasses you when you get older. Amar Rav Yitzchak Kasher Rimas Lemeis Kemacha Bebasar Chai. The Rima, the worms that infest your body when you're dead, are as painful as needles when you're alive. Shenemach Besara Lav Yichav. Amar Rav Chisa Nafsho Shal Adam Etabel Dalav Kol Shiva. Now the Gemara goes on to describe, so after you die, so you're an avelus. Now, when I say you're an avelus, I did not misspeak. Meaning, other people are misabel you, right? That we know, that's a mitzvah de rabbanan of avelus. But you yourself are misabel over your own body, the loss of your own body, for 7 days. Now, shoshal adam misabel salav kol shiva shenemar v'nasho alav teyabel. Uksiv ayas aviv evil shivas yamim. Another pasuk that describes this is in the beginning, sorry, the end of Bereishis. It says, Vayavo, I'm reading the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayavo, I go in Ha'atar, Asher, Be'evar Yadein, Ve'yispedusha, Mespeg, Gadol, Ve'kaven, Ma'od, Vayasla, Aviv, Evel, Shivas, Yamim. And they made for the father. The assumption over here, the Gemara, is that the actual one who's an Avelos is Yaakov himself, who was an Evel for 7 days. I'm Rav Yehuda, and I heard, it's such a nice pshat. I heard, you go visit someone who's sitting Shiva. So let's say it's one person sitting Shiva. So what some people do is they say, Amakum Yenachem Oscha, Besochav Leitzirim Vishalayim. So I heard that it's better to say, I heard this in the name of Moshe, but I, right, Amakum Yenachem Eschem, Besochav Leitzirim Vishalayim, because he's not the only one who's sitting Shiva. It's also the mace who's sitting Shiva as well. So it's better to say, Amakum Yenachem Eschem. Anyway, the Amar of Yehuda, Meisha Ein Lo Menachem Hochem Yud Bnei Adam V'Yoshim Mim Kamo, and the Gemara quotes a halacha. It's halacha. This halacha, meaning we're in Agadata, but now this Agadata actually translates into halacha. That let's say, God forbid, somebody dies and he has nobody who is sitting shiva for him. He has no krovim. So what you should do is 10 people should go and sit in his makom and be misalable for him. And who's the avel? He's the avel. The one who actually died. So Hochin Yud Bnei Adam V'Yoshim Mekamo Adishchiv Dishachiv V'Shavusi D'Rav Yehuda. Gemara tells the story where somebody died in the community of Rav Yehuda. Lo Ayilam Menachem, and there was no one to be Menachem Avel. Kol Yuma Hava Daver Rav Yehuda Be'Asara. Rav Yehuda would gather. The word Daver over here means to gather. Rav Yehuda would gather 10 men V'Yasvi B'Duchte and sit in his Makom, presumably means his house. And la'achar shiva yamim is chazei lebechamai. Now after 7 days, in other words, he did that for the 7 days of Avelus. And after 7 days, now he got appeared to in a dream to Rav Yehuda, meaning the mace appeared to Rav Yehuda in a dream. Thank you very much. Meaning it was very helpful to me and to my neshama that you were menachem me for those 7 days. Amalei Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Abahu, kol she'omrim b'fnei mace yodeya. Okay, post-mortem, the mace knows what's going on. and that will continue. How long will that continue? So it's debated in our Gemara. But in other words, he has knowledge of what's going on this earth. So according to one opinion, it's Aj Yisasem HaGolel until the Aron is covered. Pligi ba Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanam, Aj Yisasem HaGolel. The Gemara says one opinion is until the golel is covered, until the coffin lid is covered. V'char amar achit akel habasar, until the flesh deteriorates. Manda achit akel habasar dechsev ach besaro alav yichav v'nasho alav te abel. It says that the soul feels the pain of the basar. So in other words, as long as it's still basar connected to the body, so he understands, the soul understands what's going on. And Manda Afar Ela Arat Kishahaya. The Gemara over here quotes a Pasuk from Koheles. This is now 12th parak of Koheles. Again, really the backbone of today's daf. We are now up to the 7th Pasuk of Koheles. The Pasuk says, Vayashova Afar Ela Arat Kishahaya. And if you want the entire Pasuk in its context, Vayaruch Tashuva Lalokim Asher Nisana. That once the earth is settled on top, so now the soul returns back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the neshama does not know what's going on this earth. Tanu Rabban Baruch Teshuv Elokim Asher Nasna Tanali Tanalo Kamo Shenasna Lecha. What you should do, your mission statement on this earth, is to return the soul the same way it was given to you. So Shenaslach B'Tahara Af Ata B'Tahara. Just like the neshama was given to you in a state of tahara, so when you return the neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return it in a state of tahara. Mashal melech basav adam shechala big day machus avadav. The Gemara gives a mashal where the big day machus, where the king gave out clothing to his servants. Pichin, those servants who were smart, shebahen kiflum v'inichim bekufsa. So what they did is clothing given by the king, understood that it was a deposit. So they folded it, they put it in the closet. Tifshin shebahan. Now those servants who were not smart, halchuvasim emalacha. So they wore it all the time, and they did work with it. They got it dirty. Layam and bikesh amalchus kelav. And now, after some time, the king wanted his clothing back. Pichim shebahem ichzirin lo kishehim meguat sin. And now the pichim were able to return the clothing back to the king, and it was pressed. Tifshin shebahem ichzirin lo kishehim luchlachin. And those that were not smart, so they returned the clothing dirty. Sameach hamelech lekras pikchem. The king obviously was happy with the clothing that was returned by his smart servants. And v'kas lekra tipshin. And he was angry with those who were not smart. Al pikchin amar yinasnu kli laotzar. So for the smart ones, he said, good. So let's put the kelim back into the treasure house. And they're able to go back home in peace. Now for the ones that are not smart, he says, okay, clothing's got to go to the laundromat. And they're going to have to go to the Beis HaSurim. They're going to have to go spend some time incarcerated. Now if you have not figured out the mashal, so Agufan Shal Tzadikim Omer. So regarding the bodies of the Tzadikim, he says, "Babu Shalom Yenucho Am Mishkavosam VeAl Nishmasan." I'm sorry, VeAl Nishmasan Omer VeAisa Nefesh Adonit Zurah B'Tzur HaChayim. So their souls are bound in the souls of life. Agufan Shal Rishayim Omer. Regarding the souls of the Rishayim, the pasuk says, "Ain Shalom Amar Hashem LeRishayim VeAl Nishmasam Omer." Now regarding the neshama of the Rishayim, it says, "Ves Nefesh Oyvecha." Yikalenu besocha kaf hakela. It is going to be yikalenu. Literally, kalu usually means to be braided, but basically entrapped, incarcerated. Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer, Nishmasam Shal Tzadikim Genuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The Nishamas of Tzadikim are situated under the Kisei HaKavod. Shenema Vaisa Nefesh Adin Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Vishal Vishayim Zom Memos Vahokos. And the Nishamas of Rishayim, so they are Zomamos Vahochos. Difficult words to translate. The word Zomama Rashi says, Kamo Bizamama de Parzala. So Chavushos Bebeis HaSorah, they are entrapped, they're ensnared. Umalach Echad Omei Besof HaOlam, Umalach Echad Omei Besof HaOlam, Umikalim Nishmasam Zelazeh. And the souls get flung from one Malach to another Malach. Shenemar Vesnefesh Oyvecha Yikalanu Besoch HaKaf HaKela. It's almost like a slingshot. So far what we've described are the extremes. We describe the neshamas of tzaddikim, and we describe the neshamas of rishayim. Okay, what about the Beinonim? Amalei ika shchivna lo amr lechu hay milsa. So he says to him, ika, I'm sorry, right, a little bit of a girsa issue, but the essentially what he described is that I experienced death. He had a near-death experience. Okay. All right. Isha chivna lo amr lechu hay milsa. Had it not been that I died, I wouldn't have been able to tell you this. Apparently, he experienced some sort of near death experience. But anyway, he says hachem hashmol eila ve'eila leduma nimsarim. They're given both rishayim and beinonim. Says explains Rashi are given to a malach, and the name of the malach is duma. Halalu yesh la manuach, halalu ein la manuach. Now for the beinonim, so they have rest. For the Rishayim, no rest. Amar of Mary Atidim Tzadikim Davu Afra. Eventually the Tzadikim will become Afra. Dechsi v'yashov ha'afar el ha'aretz kishe haya. Their soul returns back to the earth. Okay. Again, that's the Pasuk in Kohelet, 12th Perek, that's the 7th Pasuk. Okay. Ahanu kupulai da have a kafle ba'ara. There was a grave digger who was digging up graves, and I'm sorry, kafle ba'ara de Rav Nachman. So nachar bahu Rav Achai bar Yoshia. So now they hit upon a grave of Rav Achai bar Yoshia, and now you got a picture. They're digging up a grave. They weren't expecting A, to find somebody, and B, he let out a snort, okay, as they hit his body. Scared them, understandably. Could not imagine anything more frightening. Asav Amar Leila Rav Nachman, Nachar Ben Gavra. So they reported to Rav Nachman that we were digging in the grave, and we hit on a body, and he let out a snort. That is the body. Asava Amrale Manihu. And so the Gemara, we're going to take a turn in Agadata, where now Rav Nachman is going to have a conversation with the mace. So he says, Manihu, Mar. So the first question he asks him is, who are you? Amrale Anachai Bar Yoshia. Okay, simple identification. He says, he's now talking to the mace, and the mace says, I'm Achai Bar Yoshia. Amrale Valav Amrav Mari Atida Tzadikim Davo Afra. So he says, I don't really understand. The pasuk says that you should be back to dust, and you're not. Mana mari delo yadana lei. So first of all, you're quoting somebody. I don't even know who you're quoting. So like, good. You were taught. I don't even know who your teacher is. That's number one. Amalei v'hakroksiv. Okay, but Rav Nachman says to the mace, yeah, but I have a pasuk, v'yashav ha'afar al ha'aretz keshaya, and the pasuk in Kohelet, 12th parak, 7th pasuk, says that the body returns back to dust, so I don't understand what's going on. Amalei da'akricha Kohelet, lo'ikrach mishlei. Good. Whoever taught you Kohelet didn't teach you mishlei. So, you know, you're one trick pony. You know, say for Kohelet. Look, his one trick is better than my one trick. I don't know Kohelet, but you learn Kohelet, but you didn't even learn Mishlei. Dichsiv or Kavatz most kina. Do you know what causes decomposition in the grave? Jealousy. When a person is jealous over the course of his life, so that results in decomposition. Kol mishiyesh lo kina bilibo, atzmosav markiven. Kol she'ein lo kina bilibo, ein atzmosav markiven. Unbelievable. So in other words, when I went through life, I never experienced any jealousy whatsoever. So that's why my bones have not, or my bones, my entire body has not experienced any decomposition. Okay, now we go from the frightening to the flat out, I mean, just haunting. Gishashe. So he felt his body, meaning, I guess Rav Nachman wanted to know, is this real, is this not real, am I dreaming right now? So he actually felt his body. Chazi de ispe mashasha. And lo and behold, it was not any type of hallucination. He actually felt his body, and he felt that it wasn't just bones, but there was meat on the body. Amalei lekomar legave de beise. So he says, okay, I don't understand. Why don't you just walk up and go home? Okay.
You might as well.
Amarle galit adaycha dafil nevielo karita. So he says back to Rav Nachman, now I see you don't know Kohelis. I'm sorry, you know Kohelis. You don't know Mishle, and you don't even know Navi. Dirsiv. And he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel. And you should know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I open up the kever.
Not you.
Right? You, in other words, you may have undug me, but I can't get up now. So he says to him, okay, but look. Right? Chumash. I know Chumash. Bracious. So doesn't the Pasuk in Bracious say that you're going to return to dust? Meaning, okay, Mishle, Kohalas, Yechezkel, okay. You got me on those, but gracious. So Amalei Ausha Achas Kodem Tchias Amesim. So he says, yeah. In other words, right before Tchias Amesim, so we're all going to turn to dust, and then we're going to experience Tchias Amesim. But until that point in time, my body is still intact. Which, by the way, all this would support. Meaning, the idea we had earlier was Mesim know what's going on in this world until when. So we had a machlokis and at the beginning of the Amud, the top of the Amud. So this obviously supports the idea until decomposition of the body. Okay, we talked about the trials and tribulations of old age. That's Kofen and Beis Amud Aleph, Kofen and Beis Amud Beis, mortem, post-mortem. Okay, and obviously makes for an extraordinarily interesting daf. We stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up in the very bottom of the Amud. God willing, tomorrow finish the 23rd Perek. And we start tomorrow the 24th parak, final parak of Masechta Shabbos.